You're listening to Stranger Than. My name is Nick Caroon, and this is a McGill Daily CKUT collaboration. The words you're about to hear is a story written by myself about a stranger I met on the Montréal. This will be read by Tristan Petzola.
A friend and I passed a cafe or two on our search for a quiet place to sit. Found a spot between two fall trees with a view on the red-yellow flaked eastern slope of the Mont-Royal. The breeze goes straight through us and tickles our lungs. You can forget in the summer what it feels like to be cold, but right now it's so crisp you can taste the leaves and trails of smoke that rise up from the buildings across the city. I can hide under just one layer of wool, sit, and think about anything. My friend stopped talking abruptly and called out, "Hey!" The name slipped away. "How are you?" Introductions were exchanged. My friend introduced me to a friend, and I forgot her name in a frantic effort to remember my own. Of course, more details got confused. I think she wasn't from Montreal. That was certain by the Spanish accent rather than French. And she was pretty, but in a way particular to her. She wasn't classical looking, but could have been the younger, wilder sibling of someone boring. She was wearing lipstick in the park, not sure what that says about someone. We weren't in a hurry, so we sat there in the grass with the autumn yellow sun lying at an angle to the horizon instead of straight above us. I asked, "So what brings you to Montreal?"
"Here?"
"Yeah." "I moved from London. Ontario, that is."
"Oh, cool."
That didn't explain the Spanish accent and actually refuted all preconceptions about anyone, anywhere. "I'm really into fashion. Want to move to New York at some point." I don't tell her that I think fashion is just an evolutionary means to an end. Like peacocks, right? Her counter-arguments are probably better than mine.
"That's cool."
She smiled easily and was pretty good at talking. Not in a mean way, but a way that I liked. The kind of conversation where you don't really have to say anything. But you can if you want to, but you don't have to. And both of you still enjoy the conversation. So you sit there and nod and say a word or two, and then it's your turn for a sentence, and it's so short it comes out perfectly. If you had to make longer sentences, you'd probably trip over your own tongue or say something you don't mean. So you just give a couple perfectly formed sentences, and she's like, "Yeah, blah blah blah." But all of those blah blah blahs are interesting, and there's no tension because you seem to be coming off as a genuinely nice person. I love these kind of interactions with people I don't know, because it leaves infinite possibilities for the future with no expectations. And then she touched my arm, and suddenly I felt awkward. I don't know you that well. I wouldn't say it out loud, but something inside of me felt an intimate contact, and she was pulling me by the hand down a white bleached hallway, pushing her lips onto mine. We were laying on a floor of infinite white laminate tile, both looking at each other, and I hardly knew her. Back in reality, I'm embarrassed by my own unintended daydreams, but I don't show it. It was only a touch on the arm. There was a famous study I read about once. Two Portuguese friends sitting in a cafe made physical contact with each other 246 times over the course of an hour-long conversation. Americans? Twice. Handshake at hello, handshake at goodbye. Argyle et al., Sociometry, Volume 28, Issue 3, page 289 to 304.